reach the
My name's Dave, a.k.a. Mashed Potatoes and Davey, and this is A Fistful of Podcasts from FistfulPodcasts.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-hosts all the way from the Sparks area. And up first, we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
David, did you know that there's no formal training for garbage men?
They just pick it up.
Yeah, they pick it up as they go along.
I knew it! Finally!
I did it.
Get one.
And all this training has finally paid off.
Goddamn Sphinx riddles eventually.
Oh, now you can have the treasure of the Sphinx.
Yeah, of course, next to Andy the Sphinx there, we have one Mr. Adam J. Hubbard Esquire.
How come I don't get a mythical animal?
Oh, no, the treasure was friendship.
Oh.
That's the kind of treasure that no one gives a shit about.
Aw.
What a ripoff.
That's not what every Disney movie ever taught me.
Well, Adam, you've been a lawyer and a metalkin and a bunch of other stuff, so it's
about
time
my metalkin.
Andy jumped up into something,
I suppose.
You know, yeah, higher status.
He's and David's something new every week.
Yeah, so I'm always that. You're always Esquire, and Andy's always
David's the chameleon of the show.
The chameleon.
Chameleon?
The chameleon.
Oh. All right, in studio, of course, we got Chris over there on the couch.
I'm surrounded by assholes.
Chameleon. He really disappears into a role. A real chameleon, they call him.
Yeah. It's my favorite boss from Mega Man X, Steam Chemelin.
Yeah, when that all breaks loose, it's utter chouse. Just chouse everywhere.
You laugh, but I've heard so many people say chouse.
Listen, it is utter chouse out there.
Who thought of it that way?
It's like the Purge.
Who do you know is saying chouse?
David, anytime, like a college class, college English.
Uh-huh.
They'd be reading through a book and be like, and there was chouse. Like, you idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was saying it in the correct French pronunciation.
Although I always said archipelago, archipelagio.
Archipelago.
I mean, it does sound fancy when you say it like that.
It sounds like a musical term.
Or when you see...
More archipelagios.
When you see hors d'oeuvres written down, you're like, horse divorce.
Horse divorce.
Well, that's just fun to say it that way.
Right.
Yeah, but I try and say that at a fancy dress party. They will kick you out faster than you can imagine.
Yeah,
I got them cocktail weenies. I love horse divorce.
Yeah, I tried sneaking into one of these big galas that the city's always throwing. And, you know, I went the whole nine. I got the tux. I wore, you know, Brill cream.
Put on his
and
tux t-shirt.
Yeah. So I walk in, and a guy with this big silver tray, like, bends down a little bit. And he's like, sir. And I say, oh, I love hors d'oeuvres. And immediately, this huge black dude in a tux with the arm, with the sleeves ripped off, he shot me. He emerged from a curtain, shot me in the leg, and then re-emerged into the curtain. And I was like, what?
So you can stay at the party, but you have to do it with a bullet in you.
Then I feel like the description of his bulk didn't matter at all.
Because I was like, oh shit, this guy's going to beat me up. And then he shot me. So
with a tiny, he had a derringer, like, pew.
Yeah, but he pulled that trigger real hard.
Oh, hell yeah, he pulled it as hard as I've ever seen.
I think he bent the trigger.
Yeah, that bullet came out so fast and so furious, I thought it was The Rock and or Vin Diesel. Yeah, it could be either. They're both huge dudes. I didn't have time to look. I had a mask on. It was a fancy dress. Guys, what's going on with you guys?
Adam is 80 years old today.
Oh, yeah,
it's my birthday today.
Forgot it was Adam's birthday. How old are you, 42?
Thereabouts.
Whoa.
I think you stopped counting. You have to
count forgetting.
At 40.
I've got a birthday coming up, too, and I'm not sure how old I'll be, and it really doesn't matter.
David's a year older than us, so 34.
Mm-hmm. Remember when I said... I didn't want to know. I didn't say that, but I was thinking it really hard.
Remember that?
Remember when I thought that?
I'm so old that my memory's going.
Yeah, well. When you're old, there's no reason for birthdays anymore. After you're like 21, then it's like, let's just call it quits with the birthdays.
Yeah, when your aunts and uncles in other states stop sending you things, it's time to stop counting.
No, see, but one of my aunts and uncles still send me a birthday card, but there's nothing inside anymore.
So you just throw it out?
Yeah, basically, I look like, thanks for the sentiment.
Yeah.
I've never understood people who save their birthday cards for longer than, like, 2 days.
I've got a box of birthday
David
cards.
Has a shitload.
Yeah, I do, too.
And I'm like, why?
Because, you know, there's, you know, they have sentimental value. People don't just, at least in my family, they don't just write happy B-Day and then sign their name. There's usually, like, a paragraph of... of shit in there.
Well, and like I started keeping that stuff because I was living out of state for so long.
And you're just like, oh, it's a touch of home.
Crying into a bucket full of birthday cards.
Yeah, just a bunch of soggy birthday cards. Yeah.
I mean, whenever Adam gets homesick, he pours the bucket out on the floor and he rolls around on them in his underpants. And he's like, ah, oh, just like home.
After he cried into the bucket a while, they all solidified. So now he just hugs his birthday lump.
Also, it's a log of birthday sentiment.
It's like birthday papier-mâché. to coin the French term. oh, guys.
Let's see.
Have you heard of this genre of music called vaporwave?
No.
No?
That sounds dumb.
Neither did I up until a few days ago.
Vaporwave.
Yeah, it's a genre of music that us millennials love.
Can I take a guess?
Sure, sure.
Is it dubstep played in a room full of vapors and like the bass is so heavy you can see it move through the vapor clouds?
That would be pretty badass, but a little...
I thought maybe it was music specifically to vape too.
No, you could vape to it, I'm sure, but it's not either of those two things. Because millennials don't have the money to fill a room with vapor, let alone buy the giant subwoofer to push the waves through the vapor.
Oh, but I have an avocado vape.
You have an avocado vape?
Yeah, it tastes like avocado, so I stopped buying my avocado toast. You didn't read all that shit that was going on?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, this really rich guy got on Twitter and he's like, all you damn millennials could avoid the poorhouse and buy your own house if you all stopped eating avocado toast every morning.
Who the fuck is eating avocado toast?
That does sound
That's
good.
That's what I said, and then all these people got on and was like, okay, loaf of bread, $3. Two avocados, $1, so that's two. Oh my god, you're right, I'm poor because of avocados!
Yeah, that's like $4. That's probably only gonna last you, what, 2-3 days?
I mean, you're making fun of it now, but when the avocados go extinct, who will be laughing then?
Yeah, the millennials will have all the avocados.
I don't know, what's the enemy of the avocado? Something it's, that tastes good, I wall. Imagine. The wall?
The wall?
Yeah, if they build that wall between here and Mexico, we're never getting avocados.
They grow them in California.
Pink Floyd's album, The Wall.
We're not building a wall between here and California.
You never know.
They're going to have to toss the avocados over the wall.
What if California goes off, like breaks off and floats away?
Well, that'll be, I think we'll have more problems to deal with than the avocado shortage.
We can get ocean property.
No, Arizona. Bring back our avocado.
Sure. I do wonder about that every so often. Like,
us
when
too.
Is California going to drop off into the ocean? Because I want some beachfront property. That's when I turn on the Beach
Seriously.
Boys and I say,
no.
Hang ten, fuckers. And
we are awfully close to California here, though, so I don't think we'd get away unscathed.
We definitely have some books fall off the shelf.
Well, like how? Yeah, probably. How far away? Like, if you were driving straight to California, what is the shortest time it'll take you to get
half
there?
Half an hour.
Really?
20 minutes to half an hour.
What? Oh yeah, you guys are fucked. Sorry.
Yeah, the border is right there.
Okay, yeah, you guys are fucked.
If there was a window on this wall, I could see it.
David, the border is close enough that they set up a gas station like right on the other side, so Nevadans could go play the lottery.
Ooh.
Oh.
I
ritzy
the lottery, you say?
that yeah, I've never heard of that. We're like 4 hours from the border, so like once that shit falls off into the ocean or floats away or turns into like the new lost continent of Mu or whatever.
Mu?
Yeah, look it up. Lost Lemuria, Mu, and Atlantis. They're
all right, sort of
the same.
Let me check it out on my phone.
What'd you get?
Okay. Yeah. Continent. Yeah, not found. It. Got it.
Lost Lemuria. Anywho, guys, once that shit falls off, okay, so here's the thing. What are the odds if it just breaks off, everyone will be totally cool and we'll just have to take a boat there? Pretty
yeah,
small?
What if it just becomes Hawaii too?
Yeah. Oh, could you imagine? Ugh.
Hawaii light.
I'm a native Californian.
Oh, God. I didn't even think about that.
people from California are already, like, insufferable. Could you imagine if they were an island?
They're gonna get their own
language. I was here before the fracturing.
Everything would be so much more expensive, too, having to travel over water.
Yeah, avocados would be, like, $14
and
for
what
one.
What was that you were just telling me about, how people from San Francisco have to, like, quantify their time spent in San Francisco?
I've been in the Bay Area what? 3 years, except that now there's gonna be a lot of Bay Areas San Francisco once California breaks off and is floating as an island.
You dicks!
Will it make more bays? Because it still needs to have a bay.
I'm sure there would be some bays on the new coastline.
Some.
I mean, they wouldn't be the only Bay Area now.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
No, now it would be the Bay Area.
Oh.
What?
Welcome to the Bay Area.
Yeah, they would always have to spell the in all caps.
The Alpha Bay Area. I don't know why I've been thinking about that now that you bring it up so much. I'm like, when is California going to fly off and just, you know, be an island?
Just going to get its act together and leave.
But then I think, oh, man, I've got to go to Disneyland before it happens.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's
we still
been
have Florida
so long.
Disney. That's true.
I'm not going across the country to Florida. Ugh.
Either way, David, you were saying vaporwave.
Oh, yeah, vaporwave.
Oh, yeah.
Guys,
anyway.
Vaporwave.
I still don't know what it is.
Right. So it's this genre of music that came around in about 2010 for the best of my research shows.
Way back when.
And it's essentially shit from the 80s and 90s slowed down and made to sound retarded.
Oh, fun.
And, you know, as a millennial, I'm trying to, you know, jump into all the millennial things. And the more I listen to vaporwave, the more I'm like, why am I listening to vaporwave?
What, David, you don't have to jump onto the new thing. Most new things are bad.
True.
True, but if I'm not jumping onto the new thing, I'm going to get left behind like you poor assholes who don't even know what vaporwave is.
I'm perfectly fine where I'm at, I feel.
The next time somebody says vaporwave to me, I'll at least know what it is.
I'm going to slap them.
You'll say, oh, that electronic music based off of the hits of the 80s and 90s that became popular around 2010?
you want to know how my brain, like David says, the hits of the 80s and 90s slow down and Beach Boys' California Girl started playing in my head really
but
slow, and I was
slow.
Like, "That's not, is that from the 80s or 90s?
I love the colorful clothes they wear.
You missed it by about three decades there, Andy.
Yeah.
Close. I mean, well, you know, the hits of the 80s and 90s, and Andy's imagining, like, a guy at a honky-tonk piano and, like, a fucking straw boater.
Yeah, Frankie Valli in my head.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, when they were turning, all their music came on those cylindrical wax discs back in the 80s. Oh,
Edison, wait, just slow it down and see what happens.
Edison, turn that crank slower.
Oh, yeah, Edison was the first creator of vaporwave. He's like, dude, he's like playing like a ragtime song on the Victrola, and then somebody was like, you know what? Hey, Edison, slow it down about 20%. He's like, and he's like, yeah, vaporwave, bitch. But there was no internet, so after he forgot how to turn the crank slowly, it died for... Like, what,
yeah,
90 years?
It was the one time him and Tesla got high together, and they forgot all about it afterwards.
Yeah, they would take turns getting high and cranking the thing, and Tesla would be like, oh, I want to get high, and Edison's like, no, it's my turn. So Tesla would have to crank the machine while Edison got high with his old-timey high getting materials.
Lighting their blunts off of Tesla coils.
Old-timey high getting materials?
Yeah, like, because weed wasn't super...
Yeah, I'm sure it was something very
it was like ether.
Very unharmful, like opium or something.
Yeah, they would like smoke opium and like or maybe they would sit in like giant old-timey beanbag chairs and hold rags of ether over their mouths.
Back when they used to be made with real beans.
Yeah, they would but the ones you bought in America always had dried peas because they wouldn't, it was Make America Great Again.
And you don't want to get the ones from Mexico because they were full of jumping beans.
Oh, then you just like run down the street.
That's just a massage chair then, Adam.
Yeah, it's constantly vibrating.
What if you came out in the morning, you're like, where's my jumping bean bag chair? That's a terrible thing to say. My jumping bean bag chair. You're looking at like your piggy bank's broken open, the door's open, blowing in the wind. You're like, it robbed me.
Well, it essentially becomes a big floppy hop around.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
Wait, why was it Sanford and Son?
And then imagine if all the beans started hatching and you unzipped it, and it's just like a torrent of moths just flowing out.
Oh, horrifying.
Ugh.
I mean, I think that's better than leaving them in there and just laying on a bunch of dead moths.
Well, yeah, one day you're going to flop on it and just squish.
I mean, by then, you know, at least the beans will stop jumping. And if you don't open it, you'll still have the beans in there. They'll just be sort of hollow.
My beanbag lost all of its zest.
Why is this one solid shape and I can't move it? Oh, these beans are held together by moth paste.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, unzip it, stick a spoon in there, and spread it over toast.
What?
Right over your...
The second you unzip that thing, it's going to be all the dust from those moth wings floating out.
Oh, could you... It's like opening up a vacuum cleaner bag in a cartoon. But that's something that we could do is like, hey, maybe here at FFOP from now on, we'll take regular inventions and fuck them up by putting, you know, terrible things in them.
We'll mess them up for you.
Yeah. Beanbag chair. More like jumping beanbag chair.
More like your beanbag chair is infested with bugs.
Yeah. Or let's, what else could we?
Well, no, Dave, instead of a standing desk, it's a standing room only desk. So you have a very small office that you're forced to stand.
I thought there was just no place for a chair next to it.
Well, that would describe the office, then, not the desk.
It's a very tall desk.
Okay.
Like, if you sat down in a chair next to the desk, you couldn't see the top of the desk.
Well, yeah, that's
you have to be standing.
That's a standing desk. That's,
what?
That's already
yeah,
a
but
thing.
There's very little room.
Well, what about, because they already have the treadmill desk, so we can't do that. What else can we do to a standing desk? Hey, I got an idea. We cut those legs off, make it a sitting desk. Nailed it. What the heck?
This is my memory foam desk.
Somebody's playing the horns at my ideas.
I can't think of any other inventions to fuck up.
Oh, yeah, for the ladies, we can make a scotch top. It's like a nice blouse made out of scotch tape.
Not butterscotch?
Scotch top. So
it's just a tube top with
scotch tape?
Yeah,
is it a tube top?
Yeah, I guess you just tape your boobs down with scotch tape.
Maybe the scotch top has two secret pockets for flasks full of scotch.
Can you still, since scotch tape is pretty transparent, can you still see them nips?
Well, if you run out of scotch tape and you can't make it opaque enough, yeah.
I mean, you can, but they, so you know how when people like tape their face up in weird places,
it
looks kind of like that.
Could you imagine like with Pee Wee Herman's face, but it's a tit, like covered in tape?
Paul Rubens, why?
Oh, and like taking that off? Ow. No,
well,
thanks.
Scotch tape wouldn't be so bad. It's not duct tape.
Yeah, but the more layers you put on, and
all you do is take very carefully take a razor blade down the cleavage and then just rip.
What about summer clothes that have built-in wax strips on the inside?
So you know when it's too hot.
So every time you go to undress at the end of the day, after the sun has heated up all your clothes, it tears off all your hair too.
I'm okay with that.
Oh yeah, I'm bikini worthy.
So do you keep the clothes after they have hair stuck to them with wax?
They're replaceable wax strips.
Yes.
Yeah, the wax strips are on the inside, so then it rips it off and you just put new
ones
on.
So how are you keeping the wax from conglomerating with the material of the shirt when it melts?
Well, there's like rubber probably between the...
Oh, yeah. Fuck that! Are you kidding me? So a hot-ass shirt...
Yeah, we're going to have lots of people dying from heat stroke.
Yeah, here, have this shirt. The inside is rubber and there's wax in it.
But I tell you what, they're going to be able to be in a bikini in their coffin.
They're going
to
be smooth.
Oh, wow, an open bikini coffin. There's just like, could you imagine? Okay, here's the open bikini coffin.
Pam Anderson?
No, here's the open bikini coffin. You got the one door for like the head, so for like an open casket, and there's a little triangular door that you can open up in the bottom. Show off that
Hello.
Bikini zone.
Oh, when she died, her bush was so tasteful.
No, she wouldn't have a bush. It's waxed.
Well, she could still have like a landing strip with like a lightning bolt.
How are you going to tell the melting wax in your pants where to go and where not to go?
Yeah, Andy.
Yeah.
You have
before you open your mouth.
I'm not part of R&D. I'm marketing.
Well, you're marketing our product wrong.
You're messing everything up.
Yeah, people are going to be like, oh, I can have a Hitler on my vag because this thing says it can do it.
All we can do is you can have like certain strips have certain designs on them and put them on that part of the body that you want.
But they're melting.
Yeah, but they're melting and sticking to your skin. They're not melting.
I tell
like,
you
going
what, we
down.
can sell some of like all of them will take off all of the hair, but we can sell some of them with stencils that you can put down in your area, and then you can spray on that spray on hair.
I love your area as Adam gives the double guns to his dick. Ta-da! This area right here, in case you were confused.
I was framing it, not double guns.
Oh, you were framing it. Take a snapshot of this dick. You checking this bush?
Yeah, but then you put the stencil on and you spray on that spray on hair that's supposed to get rid of baldness.
Well,
so you can ruin your underpants twice.
All of these ideas pale in comparison to the jumping beanbag chair.
I don't know, that wax thing is kind of a...
No, it's
a
awful,
idea.
It's awful. Every aspect of it is terrible.
Yeah, people will die.
Yeah, the marketing is bad, people will die.
It only works in the summer because that's the only time it gets hot enough, and that's the worst time to wear them.
The only good idea we've gotten out of this is the bikini zone casket.
I mean, we'll keep that one. I do want to keep the bikini wax clothes on the board.
Well, yeah,
just
because
for now.
You can like if you're gonna go out and tan, you go outside for a half hour, lay there, flip over, and rip it off, and then there you go.
Okay, here's my question:
they're also tearaway pants.
If we're going through with everything would have to be tearaway,
right?
Because imagine having a pair of shorts and you're like standing in your bathroom gripping each pant leg and you're like one, two, three, and you rip them down to your ankles. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It sounds horrendous.
Yeah, this is a bad idea.
I think it collapsed immediately.
I think it took my junk with it.
It's just a zip-up suit, like a one-piece.
Terrible. This is an awful idea.
The whole thing. It's like a onesie.
Okay, so how about this? It's one of them latex bondage suits, except we pour wax into it and then we just rip it off.
What if we put a person into a wax mold and kill them?
Yeah. What if we just dump them in like a big vat of paraffin wax? Then they'll suffocate. We'll pull them out.
think of a human candle.
I think I just made up Vincent Price's House of Wax.
No, I'm writing down the ideas we're using. So far, it's the jumping beanbag chair.
Get the BDSM wax torture.
Beanbag. And then the bikini coffin. Bikini coffin. All right, so we got two ideas out of this brainstorming session.
Put that wax suit
screams
on there.
Of pain means
no,
it's working.
Until I am sure that people will not die, it's not well, going on
look,
the
yes,
list.
Yes, we need
it's
to work out some kinks.
You're not going to be out there for days.
Like, murdering people is bigger than a kink. You know, like, oh, you know, like 50% of the time, they die. That's not a kink.
Yeah, but if you think about it, you really only are going to be putting it on your waist down. Because why
no,
do you shave your arms?
Dudes have hairy chests and pits.
Well, hey, David, how many people die in cars all the time?
Yeah.
You don't see you didn't see Henry Ford like say, no, we shouldn't make these. People could get hurt.
Well, I here's the thing. Sure, a lot of people die in cars, but the ratio is not 50%. I think we're probably around maybe 1 or 2%. If 1 or 2% of the people that we sell are, you know, waxing horribly hot clothes to die, fine, acceptable.
I'm just saying. If a few deaths are required to make a hairless America, then I am all for it.
A few, if you can get the product down to killing 2% of the people who buy it or less, I'll be into the tune of 100,000. But until then,
well, me and Krista will get to work on it.
Adam's view of a hairless America just makes me think everybody's going to look like Keanu Reeves from that like the egg emerging scene in The Matrix.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like when they're taking off the clothes.
We need a research group.
Yeah, I think hairless from the neck down would be totally cool.
No, eventually we'll make it in hats too.
Well, why? No.
Some people like a shaved head.
Yeah, David.
No, okay.
Catch
Here's the thing about removing hair like that. It has to be sparse, like arm hair. It can't be thick like fucking head hair.
Tell that to people with hairy chests.
But it's not like their head.
Andy, put your clothes back on.
Oh, God. Andy's chest is prohibitively hairy.
Prohibitively?
It is pretty hairy.
It would hurt
a lot.
It
stops people from doing things.
Is that a Hot Wheel stuck in that?
Yeah. Well, David, I was playing with my micro machines, and I said, well, I need something to be able to run over those.
Oh, yeah. And then it just got tangled in your chest there, and you're like, fuck it.
Yeah, the wheels got tangled up.
And I'm too much of a wuss to yank it out.
You cut it, Andy. I told you.
Oh, and look, there's a piece of gack from the 90s. Do you ever shower?
I was a hairy child.
Yeah, that's one of the places they tried to dump it when they were trying to get rid of it.
On Andy?
Yeah. But like they were like, oh my god, we can't have this this flubber incident again.
There's Andy in his backyard as a 12-year-old kid, and this cement truck just backs into his backyard, starts
with a surprising amount of chest hair,
unloading gack on this poor unsuspecting kid.
Well, the guy backed up and he said, hey, can we dump this here? And I said, what? And he said, I gotcha.
No, he said, I don't know. You have to say, I don't know.
Oh. I said, I don't know.
He said, I don't
there
know.
There you go.
And he's like, sorry, kid, you know the contract. And he dumped it all over him.
Gross.
I said, but I'm not on television.
He's like, I got a GoPro. So are we still waiting on your job to start, Andy? Where are we on
it
this?
Started.
I started.
Oh, you did?
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you get some sweet training?
Well, okay.
Sweet, sweet training.
So Wednesday, they sat us down, and it's all these videos. And one, get a better graphic designer. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't super terrible. And two, you need to hire people that do not work on your marketing team to voice act.
I'm sure that training video was put together in 2002.
But seriously, there's a point where it's like it's these polygonal people, basically. They're made of basic shapes.
I thought you were gonna say polygamist.
They're polygamists.
Why not just film actual people?
And it's scenarios like this guy's like, oh, I need to get to the top shelf, and he's like, and then a lady comes by and goes, Jonathan, you know that you're supposed to use a step stool to get heavy things off a top shelf. He's like, I'm sorry.
You idiot.
I'm afraid that I forgot. Thanks for reminding me.
Sounds like aliens.
Or they're like, what would you do in this scenario? And the guy's like, I have a lot of work to do. And
I have
like
much human tasks.
Stuff. And this lady comes up and goes, can you help us? He goes, absolutely. And then he helps her out. And then a manager comes up and goes, I saw how you helped that lady. It was great.
I feel like you were just watching cutscenes from like the first Metal Gear on PlayStation.
Yeah.
A bunch of polygons talking to each other benignly.
And then they gave us a worksheet. And they said, wander around the store and do all these tasks.
What were the tasks? Was it a scavenger hunt?
That was one of the tasks, is figuring out what the tasks were.
Ooh.
It's like, wander around and see if somebody greets you.
Just wander around the old gal. See what she has to say to you.
Okay.
But you can't have it upon somebody else. It's like, hey, here's a scavenger hunt. Go find. If it's like, wait for someone to give you a pencil, you're never going to finish.
It was like, hey, go to one of those phones that you used to call somebody.
Call someone.
Annoy somebody by calling them and then call them over and ask them what their favorite experience at Target is.
The last task is become CEO of the company.
What? No one's ever checked that off.
One guy
Kill
did.
Your coworkers.
Huh? Oh, God.
Like, and there was three girls in there with me. Two of them were going to work in like beauty supply and the other one's a cashier. All of them were less than 22 years old, and all of them had lived in Nevada for less than 3 weeks.
Nice. Well, I mean, the Targets in Nevada are the best, so if you're going to do it, you go out there.
Yeah. People move from all over the country just to work at these Targets.
Oh, man, they fucking love that shit. I tried, man. I was like, I'm moving to Reno. I just secured a sick-ass job at Target, and then that fell through.
And then I actually worked yesterday, which they said, hey, we're going to teach you how to do stuff. And by teach you how to do stuff, they meant they're just going to put me on a register and you fucking go for it.
We're going to make you do stuff.
Lesson one, here's the register. Lesson two, I'll be back in 30.
Yeah, that was pretty much... Well, and then I'm scanning stuff and all of a sudden the lady runs up to me like, no! Like, okay, what's the deal? She's like, you don't have your training to scan liquor yet, so you have to call somebody over anytime somebody brings beer or liquor.
What?
So they don't trust you as an adult to sell booze to people?
No.
Wait, we didn't need... that for Albertsons, did we?
Oh, no, for Albertsons you had to take a 15-minute class.
Did you?
15 okay. minutes? Huh. How?
I don't know what the class is here, but so many people were coming up with liquor, and I'd be like, I'd turn on my little light and be like, somebody come and bring out this liquor.
So
I have to call my manager.
How can you spread that training across 15 minutes? I'd have trouble filling a minute and a half.
But like, hey, check an ID when you're ringing up liquor. Yeah, okay.
Got it.
What you do is you take their date of birth, subtract it from the date it is the day they're buying it. If that,
you're
you know,
making
you
it so difficult.
I haven't lost you yet. And then if they're over 21, guess what? You're in the clear, buddy.
Well, and here's like the lady was like, okay, just so you know for later, like this is what they're going to teach you. You scan the liquor, then you ask for their ID, and then you have to scan the back.
Why do you have to scan it first?
Because then the thing
pulls the right ID. Okay.
Oh. We're getting real inside baseball with this Target. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, watch out. Some people don't like it when you scan their IDs. I'm like, some people can fuck off.
Those people don't have to buy liquor.
Why are you going to scan that shit? Because you're buying booze, numbnuts.
And then it gets to the end of the day, and I ask somebody, I was like, so who do I ask when I'm like, do I tell somebody when I'm leaving? They're like, no, just tell somebody and then go.
You just go to the front door and yell loudly,
I'm leaving
now.
Just tell someone. So you find like a kid in a stroller, and you're like, hey, I'm out of here. See you tomorrow.
Cover me.
Cover for you.
It goes really fast because Target is, we only have two Targets in town and there's always somebody that you have to check out.
Mm.
True.
So that's fun.
Do you have a Starbucks or a Pizza Hut in your Target?
Both.
Ooh. Oh my God. Can you get
fancy.
A coffee pizza?
Yes, absolutely.
Extra coffee grounds on my
personal
pizza.
Pan with the grounds.
Man, ours only has God. One or the yeah. other.
So next time you go in there, ask them for a Dirty South pizza. That's like... restaurant.
You can also get a mocha with pepperoni in it.
Can I get a pepperoni frappuccino, please?
Give me an Italian mochaccino.
Can I get a mocharini?
Extra mozzarella.
A personal pan mocha.
Let's pour it into a thing. There you go, sir.
Drinking mocha out of a saucer.
I see that confusing. You have chocolate-covered baguettes. Can you dip a breadstick for me?
Crazy bread with the chocolate sauce all over it. Oh yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Take one of your breadsticks and make it into a what are those cookies called?
A biscotti?
Biscotti, yes. Mm. Just leave it on the counter for a few days until it becomes a biscotti.
Yeah. Just leave it on the counter. Just put one on the counter, put a sign next to it. It's like, this is becoming a biscotti. Please do not touch.
Biscotti in
Location
progress.
Of future biscotti.
Biscotti in progress.
It seems like an insanely easy job. I like they're like, okay, you do get a 10% discount off of everything in Target. I was like, that's pretty sweet. And they're like, but you either have to pay in cash or use the Target Red Card.
Ugh. Which is
what the fuck?
That's bullshit.
So I had to go and apply for a Target Red Card, which is basically...
It's
you authorize
card.
Target to take money out of your debit account.
Yeah, it just takes a couple days.
Which seems dangerous. But number two, what is your state like tax on stuff where you are?
0.725%.
So you're getting
0.725%.
So you're getting a 2% discount on stuff, actually.
What?
because it's taking care of the tax plus an extra 2%, and that one's for you.
Yeah, but David, now I'll get 15% off everything, including televisions. Also, during the training, like there was parts where she would read a paragraph like, "Your discount is only for you. Please only use stuff to buy things for you and your, and like your spouse and children." And then she'd press next on the DVD and it'd have, and she'd say thumbs up or thumbs down. And one of the questions was, and you'd have to give her a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
You couldn't use your words?
Your aunt says that she should, that she wants to give you money to buy her a television. And she'll pay, like, and she'll make sure that nobody finds out. Is this okay? And the other three girls are just like, yeah.
Your aunt knows how to keep people from snitching.
Yeah. She promises she won't tell a soul.
I was like, one, the phrasing of the question was super weird. So you automatically know that it's not okay, and she's like, no, that's not okay, and I'm like, but she's my family.
Listen, I don't roll out of bed for less than a 20% discount, so they can take that 10% and shove it up their ass. Like, is Target so hard up that it can't offer its employees anything better than a fucking 10% discount?
Well, and they're like, oh, and you get 30% off of things like fresh fruit, and I was like, oh, good, so I can get bananas or apples.
Something wrong with fruit?
Well, that's the only fruit they offer.
Oh.
They're like, oh, and fresh vegetables. And I walked back to that section when I was making chili, I used my discount. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go get some green. There's no green peppers.
Yeah, I was going to say, for grocery shopping, probably not want to go to Target.
No.
No. Target is the place where, like, if you're going to buy towels and you're like, oh, actually, I need cereal too. Great, perfect. No one's like, uh-oh, we're out of food. Let's head on down to Target.
David, so many people were doing all their grocery shopping yesterday.
That's crazy.
Target, slightly better Walmart.
That's the thing I was about to touch on. Like, yeah, if the choices are grocery shopping at Walmart or Target, I'll go Target every time.
Yeah, for sure.
It could be half a Target and the other half burned down. I would still go to that Target.
I didn't hear my story about the scary clown.
Oh.
Alex and I went and shopped at Walmart the other day.
And there was a scary clown?
Well, I saw her. It was a lady that weighed about 400 pounds, and she had the makeup of a clown,
what?
Basically. Like, her eyeshadow went all the way up to her eyebrows.
Oh.
She had rouge, so it looked like she was very embarrassed. And her lipstick was, like, extended. And I was like, oh, my God. And I took every ounce of my being not to look in her cart. And then Alex didn't notice her. And like Alex was filling around with something. She turned around. She went, ugh. And like was shocked.
I was thinking she was like clown makeup. Like she just came from her day job and jumped out of her clothes into like some civilian clothes, but didn't bother with the face.
It was the cart full of like seltzer water and cream
banana
pies.
Peels.
I didn't look at it. The only thing I noticed was that it was either her idiot husband or idiot son took a fidget spinner out of a box, played with it. And then stuck it back on the shelf.
He took all the spins
done.
Around out of it.
Well, you don't fucking open things at the cash register like, yay! David, after I talked about going and looking at the people in the marijuana lines.
Right.
I went back and stood in one of those lines.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. Okay, so the line was longer?
No, it got longer as I was standing there. Like, I went back, I was like, okay, so they should have serviced everyone at this point. Went back to the first place I went to that was the place where everybody was sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
They had not only all the people in that room, but a line going around that building. I said, no.
No, no. Shit.
Went to the other one. They had a line that went three times around the building.
So you went back to the first one?
So I was like, well, I haven't looked at this one yet. And I got there and it was only half a time around the building. I said, we're standing here.
I'll do it.
Now, keep in mind that it's 99 degrees at this point. Uh-huh. And Andy didn't bring water or anything.
Don't be an Andy.
If you're going on a marijuana vision quest, you got to bring a bottle of water.
Well, and I'm standing in line. This line seemed the most varied. Like there was people that look like they could have been my grandma just standing there like, oh, I'm here for the dankest herb.
Can't wait to blaze it up.
Andy, is that you?
Grandma, I thought you were dead.
Back for that sweet weed.
I told you I'd be back when they legalized.
Legalize it, motherfucker.
But the guy in front of me was like, yeah, I'm going to buy so much stuff today. And I work in a warehouse where we just smoke weed all day. I was like, that's why my packages don't get to me.
Is that all that warehouse does? Is there a business?
That's like a really lax business model.
And the people behind me were like really judgy hipsters that were making fun of everybody.
How long do they live in the Bay Area?
Oh. They came from the Bay Area to Reno.
It's not like, that far of a drive.
They're like, we got weed in California already. Let's go try some of that Nevada weed. I hear their Targets are the best while we're
might
there.
Might be different.
It's legal, but it's not sellable yet.
So how much did you buy?
An eighth.
An eighth. That's
and two
so
candy
little,
bars and
right?
a package of gummies.
Well, an eighth is an eighth of an ounce, right?
Yes.
So here's the thing about weed. You could say you have an eighth. You could say you have 9 pounds. It's all this because it like I once you get beyond like, oh, I've got an ounce of something here. Yeah, I kind of get that. I can't even picture an eighth of an ounce of anything.
I don't know either.
Well, and David, like the people, like the guy was standing in line next to me was like, oh man, this it took me an hour and a half to get through the line.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Which was, it was a false line. You wait outside in the sun, and that took about 30 minutes.
That's right. Just to weed out the
non-believers.
Then
they bring you inside, and it's like any dispensary. They take down they take down your ID.
Uh-huh.
And then they made us wait in there for another half hour. Like just this little waiting room.
You pass the first test.
The thing with weed is like they have to have so many like stop gaps because I imagine people... Because this is probably their own fault. It's like, oh yeah, Leeds legal now. You can think, oh, I'm going to run over to Walmart and buy a bag. Yeah, like it's still a highly prized thing, and they're only to let you back there one person at a time, I bet.
Well, no. Well, if you're a couple, you can go back there. But what they let this group in, they open the store, like, come on in into another waiting room where
gotcha.
There's another half hour line.
You've never waited like this.
Double waiting room.
Meanwhile, I'm getting close to dehydration. Like I started feeling woozy and shit because I sweated so much.
Right.
That I was like, finally get to the front of the line. The only place air conditioned the entire place was the place where they're selling everything.
Yeah, they don't want to spend
right on top of the cash registers.
Yeah, they're not going to waste their hard-earned cold air on a bunch of stoners out in the fucking heat.
Get out of here, you wastoids. Here's your weed.
Like they kept on sending out people to go, hey, we have our menu on this website. Go there, find what you want, and then just tell us when you get up, and
how
it'll go a lot faster for everyone.
What? But
no, I did it. I looked up what I wanted. I was like, this, and this. People go, and I heard people online like, I'm not doing that. I want to smell everything.
That's the thing. Like, I imagine weed snobs and coffee snobs, I bet, could be very, like, that's a similar species. Because I imagine you have to go in there and, like, you know, do that thing where you're waving the aroma into your nostrils.
You got
to
waft it.
Stepping back and then being, like, doing that thing. You're like,
Yeah. You inhale a little bit. And then you spit it out.
You taste it. You're like, nah, blah, 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 like let it live on your tongue for a second.
Well, and then, like the guy in front of me was like, I can't believe I'm going to have to wait in this line in like 3 days again.
3 days?
And I was like, how much are you buying? He's like, well, I'm buying 4 pre-rolls and 2 eighths. And I'm like, so you're getting a quarter ounce of weed and 3 joints and that's going to last you 3? What are you?
Well,
do you
know,
not work at all? Or
if you know, maybe he's just a follower of, oh, what was that group? Not Santana, but Sublime. Yeah, he's going to, and you know, even though this was a cover, it probably only touches upon his generation through Sublime, where he smokes 2 joints in the morning, he smokes 2 joints at night, he smokes 2 joints in the afternoon to make him feel all right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I tell you what, I was out of town when weed became legal to sell in this state. And as we were coming back from Utah, apparently the entire state had lost their goddamn minds because everything was on fire when we came back.
What?
There were 6 fires around in and around the Reno area when I came back.
Keep in mind, it's also close to the 4th of July.
True. But you better believe that they were like everybody and their fucking high mom, like drove their Bronco out into the middle of the wilderness to enjoy nature high. And they're just flicking their roaches into the tall grass.
I imagine it was more a combination of weed and fireworks.
Probably just
I bet they were.
I mean, mostly the fireworks, but weed does not help.
I bet they were like, have you ever seen those guys that they'll put a bottle rocket in their teeth and then light it so it shoots a bunch of sparks in their face?
Yes.
I've got here. This may be an idea that might go along with the jumping beanbag chair. I think you put a doobie in there along with the rocket, light the rocket, it shoots off, lights your J, and you're celebrating.
Takes your doobie with it.
Yeah, you tie the doobie to the rocket. It shoots out of your mouth.
They'll like, come back.
Oh, that's poor planning. Shot my doobie.
Oh, it took my doobie and my tooth with it.
I think if you can light a joint off of an active firework, you're a true hero.
And, or like
real
a huge
hero.
Or a huge redneck.
Or a redneck.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, but and maybe I'll have to look into this because with beer and stuff, there's a million ways to get drunk super fast. You can like shotgun it or use a funnel or butt chug or whatever. There's got to be some sort of allegory for weed where dudes are like, oh, I'm going to do this because it'll get me super high really fast somehow.
It's called dabs, David.
Oh.
Like, dabbing?
Look at my dab.
Yeah, well, no, there's like a thing. There was people online talking about it. It's like, I can't believe it's not legal to sell this yet.
What is it?
It's like wax that you, it comes in like a wax form and you put it on a super heated nail and then inhale what? That?
Yeah, that sounds super illegal.
I've looked up, because I was looking up like stuff like that, and I was like, what the fuck is dabbing? Because all these people are like, oh yeah, dab, it's a dance, but it's also this other thing. I'm like, what? So I look it up, and yeah, it's essentially the stuff that looks like honey, but it's 100% pure, like THC.
Oh,
like
God.
It's like got the consistency of like black tar.
Why do you put it on a nail?
And well, it's called a nail. I don't know if it's actually a nail or if it's like a glass thing that looks like a nail.
No, it's actually a nail. I saw a video. Okay. This woman, she's like, I'm going to teach you how to do a dab, and it looked like she already done a couple.
First, go to your hardware store.
So, like, it's like this special bong or something you have to have. You take a fucking blowtorch, you heat up the bottom, like the bowl, until it's red hot. Then you touch the honey shit onto that.
Then you touch the dry weeds in the Nevada desert and light it all on fire.
And then you burn alive. It's the highest you've ever been. Yeah, it's crazy. And you watch some of the after videos, because those are also funny, for people who get like way too high too fast from this shit. It seems scary.
That sounds weird.
I'm frightened.
Yeah, this one guy, this old guy, he was like sitting there and he had his head in his hands and he's just staring into the middle distance and everyone's looking at him. And someone like, they're like, hey man, hey, hey. And he wouldn't react. So someone like grabbed his arm and shook him and he's like, oh, I was paralyzed. He's like, I was paralyzed. And he's like, he just couldn't move.
You saved me.
Yeah. So that shit.
Why would you want that?
I don't know. I guess it's kind of like everything in your body builds up a tolerance. So like, you know how we, like, you see a functioning alcoholic, and I'm sure you've worked with at least one, because I've worked with about 50, but they, you know, it no longer affects them the same way, so they have to go to more and more extreme measures, except some people skip the first step and go right to the extreme, and it's never a good time.
Once you've had enough weed, Andy, you're going to have to go for that paralyzing stuff.
No, I don't want to be paralyzed.
Eventually, you're going to have to, like, have Adam work the other parts of this machinery so you can pull out the smoke into a syringe and inject it right into the base of your dick.
Yeah, you'll yell from the other room, more steam! And I'll pull the levers.
Oh, yeah, Adam will be working at giant bellows just pushing weed smoke into your bedroom. And Larson will be there with, like, a whip, and he's like, faster! need higher.
But basically, I went there because I wanted to say I bought it on the first day, but all these people are like, I'm just going to have to be back here in a couple days. I'm like, this is going to last me for like 3 or 4 months.
I don't know. It's weird. People go through shit very quickly, because I worked with dudes who would go through a 24 pack of beer every night.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot of beer.
Yeah, this guy had some real problems. Spoiler alert. but yeah, people don't. I don't know. I'm sure it'll die down eventually, because it's like after it's legal, I'm sure it would be like, yeah, whatever. But for right now, I'm sure all across your great state are just dudes staring into the middle distance in like a black light room with a bunch of posters around it. And they're
our great smoldering state.
And they haven't gotten you sent out the invite for you yet.
Oh,
you gotta join. Are you gonna join High Society?
Yeah, I'm also subscribed to High Times and Weed Magazine.
Miller High Life.
Miller High Life.
Oh no, I got the one for kids. Miller
High
Highlights.
Life for kids.
Oh, Miller High Life.
More than one way to get high, baby.
How long do you think until we have weed infused beer?
They already have it.
Fuck.
Done.
I thought that was $1 million idea. Okay, hey, what about this? Weed infused whiskey.
They probably already have it.
Fuck. Okay, what about this?
David, people who like weed are just like, I'm going to put this weed in everything.
Yeah, it's hard to find things that people haven't already put weed in. Like a water bottle. We could do that.
Yeah, it falls into the same category as bacon, how people make like bacon everything.
Yeah, I guess
true.
So.
Did we talk about my perfect GameStop heist?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Or we did personally. We didn't talk about it. So Andy perpetrated a pyramid scheme. Where he texts me and Adam, and he's like, oh shit. He's like the heist of the century. He was so proud.
I tripled my money.
Oh yeah. So lay out the plan for anybody else who wants to really stick it to GameStop, Andy.
Well, the deal is over. Oh. And they, like, the day after I did it, they cut all those trade values so nobody could do it anymore.
The deal's off.
Yeah, no shit, because I imagine a bunch of people like you were like, oh yeah, I've got PGA 4.
Well, but basically, What happened is GameStop is running a thing where if you trade in 6 or more games, you get an extra 70% credit.
Wow!
They were doing it at the same time that they were doing a buy two, get one free.
Mm.
It also so happens that at the start of that week, Walmart had discounted a bunch of games down to $20, but GameStop was still giving you like $24 in trade-in value.
Whoa!
It was just the perfect alignment of things.
So yeah. I went up to Walmart and I was like, I didn't see any of the games, and I was like, hey, weird guy who works here, can you go find me these? He got me the last few copies of these games, which is like Need for Speed and Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Okay.
Took them up to GameStop and traded them all in. And then I was like, okay, well, I want to get these 6 games. And I picked all Nintendo games that had like high trade-in values.
Uh-huh.
So I only paid for 4 of those, got 2 free. So at that point, I had $180 in store credit after I had spent $80 on games.
That's crazy.
I took all those games and took them to a different GameStop where I traded in all 6 of those for the because I only paid for 4 of them, so now I'm getting the value for 6.
Oh, God. My God.
At the end of it, I ended up with $310 in store credit.
Whoa.
That is insane. You really fucked them over, which made me happy because I fucking hate GameStop.
Me too.
And I was like, okay, I'd like a bunch of Steam cards for the sale. Give me these Switch games, and I need a new controller. Bye.
Some cookie dough dubs.
Cookie dough dubs.
1 month of free maid service.
The porcelain Dalmatian.
Yeah.
They open up that big wall of prizes for you.
Well, and the thing is, like,
hands.
I went to the first GameStop, and as I was leaving, I heard a guy asking if they had any of the games that I had just bought.
Aw.
Because he was planning on doing the thing on a smaller scale.
Rookie.
Oh, no.
And then I went to this other GameStop and I watched him walk, like, watched hit the same guy pull up as I was getting out of
He was just one
like,
step behind you the whole time.
Andy!
You pulled off his perfect heist.
Not only did you more than double your money, you fucked that guy's day over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I felt great.
Yeah, not only that, he probably couldn't make it back. Like, they probably didn't get any more games before the thing ended, so he was just like, fuck.
But he probably got all the games from Walmart and then couldn't get rid of any of them.
Yeah.
I'm sure all of that shit is on Facebook right now for like $20.
Well, all of the trade values for like the stuff dropped to $4 to $5 the day after
that's the big heist. It was a perfect storm. And I got to admit, in my weaker moment, I almost thought, is that worth going into Walmart for? Which I immediately said no.
So, I think it would have been.
No.
I wish I could have done it. I would have felt guilty the whole time.
I didn't feel guilty, Adam. What I felt was a sense of dread that GameStop would realize what was going on and lock down my account before I finished the heist.
Have they ever done anything like that?
Well,
not really.
It's not like they have a bunch of brilliant people working the register.
Right.
I mean, as long as you can ask if you want a subscription to something or pre-order something else, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to be cracking your caper.
Just distract them by saying you're interested in the game warranty.
And they're like, oh, shit,
yeah,
are you serious?
I'd like the $3 on this disc.
Oh, fuck. This will be the first time that's ever happened.
Well, see, and they're always
it
like...
It happens more often than you think.
The thing that they always say to me when I buy a disc, do you want the $3 warranty on here in case it gets scratched, like your kids get a hold of it, or your dog? I was like, if my dog got a hold of my disc, it'd be my own damn fault, and I ain't having kids.
And I'd be getting a new dog.
Yeah, well, I understand, because it probably warps your view of things working at GameStop, because I'm sure they get 90% of the shit for trade-in is scratched to shit.
Oh, it is.
So I'm sure they're like, oh man, everyone is just fucking up their games.
People would bring them in all the time and be like, well, I can't take pretty much, like, these are worth a nickel. They'd be like, but I paid $60 for those, and I'd flip it over and show it to the lady.
Yeah.
And she'd immediately look at her son and be like, what the fuck did you do?
Yeah, you get trade-ins all the time, and people usually come in with bulk trade-ins. And it'd be really old stuff. Sometimes it'd be so old that we couldn't even accept it.
Yeah,
but the things that were in super bad condition, they would get marked down for a refurbishment fee.
Yeah, that's nuts. Like, I in what universe? And I'm sure these people are thinking, like, oh yeah, they won't notice all of these scratches all over my products. Oh, what the fuck, man? Like, pull your head out of your ass.
Yeah. Well, and then some people would come in and there wouldn't be the disc in it, or there'd be a different disc in it.
Oh, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, well, sorry.
I was going to check everything, but then, you know, the day got away from me and here I am.
Well, and then I think I got scolded once or twice for directing people to a different, like, used game store in town, because people would often come in looking for things so old that we wouldn't sell them or, like, trade in for them. Well, I'm like, okay, well, Captain Games is just down the road from here, and they can take care of that kind of stuff for you. And it's stuff that we could not take care of. Like, it physically was not our business. Get out.
No, people come in or they'll want to trade. They're like, look, I have the Super Nintendo here to trade in, which GameStop takes that stuff now, but they give you like $1 for each of your things.
Yeah, it's insulting.
Yeah, that is nuts. Especially because at Bookman's, the shitty used store that we've got, they'll hit you for $80.
Well, seriously, and that like, Bookman's at least had things priced appropriately.
Yeah, right. I mean, at a certain point, I'd rather just get rid of the stuff. It doesn't matter how little they're giving it or giving me for it.
Right. I've been there too. But
now, to give you an example of what they're giving for Super Nintendo games, if you have Earthbound for the Super Nintendo, they're going to give you $25.
That's like worth hundreds of dollars, isn't it? Like that's a classic.
Isn't that a
hard to
find game?
If they, do you know how much they're selling it for?
110.
75.
200.
200? And they'll give you 24?
Yep.
Fuck you, GameStop. I cannot say that enough. That is a fucking travesty. Like in the
too bad they're the only game in town.
Right. I feel like in the early days, though, trade-ins were worth more, or am I crazy?
You're a little crazy.
Because we had more than, because there was EB Games and GameStop and a bunch of other different chain game stores.
Funkerland.
It's pretty much always been like this.
But I feel like they had to at least compete for some sort of business.
I
mean,
I think they ran more specials.
Maybe.
I can't really fault them for doing that kind of stuff. And I also don't understand the people that get super pissed off about it. Like, well, you should give me more money for this. I'm like, well, that's what it is.
Well, I would, here's the thing. I wouldn't be so pissed about it if the gap between bought for and sold for weren't four times the one to the other.
I'm sure it wouldn't be that big a gap if people didn't let them do that all the time.
Yeah, that's why people should not, and I'm slowly coming around to your guys' way of thinking with just buying everything digital.
Yeah.
But only partially because... So I had to, Steam was fucking up and I had to uninstall it and reinstall it. So it, after I uninstalled Steam, it wiped all the game data from my computer.
Oh, damn.
So, and I lost access to your guys' games. So I can't say I'm super in love with the digital format right now either.
I still like physical games better. Just if only for the fact that even if it's not a great trade-in, I can still get something back for it.
Yeah, and like if you lose internet, you won't lose your entire library.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, and on top of that, like, I seem to remember something with, like, digital music libraries, and it might be the same for games, but, like, you don't actually own those games.
Well, you don't actually own the physical things either.
What do you mean? I have it in my hands. I can do whatever I please with it.
Yeah, that disc is mine, bitch! can't touch me.
No, it's...
But, like, the issue that I remember was somebody was trying to give a relative their iTunes music library or something.
Yeah.
But, like, in their will, I guess, but they don't actually have the rights to give it to someone.
In their will? So when you die, iTunes is just like, all right, your access to our shit is done.
Something like that. It's been a while.
Your password.
I don't like that.
But I imagine it's the same for digital games. Like, once you're gone, so are your games.
Sure, but I feel like maybe it's just an old knee-jerk reaction of like, oh, I need to, you know, have stuff to bequeath to the people who come after me.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything is so available and so cheap now. It's like, who gives a fuck? Nobody wants it.
Yeah, pass on your heirlooms, not your digital music.
That stuff costs money, man.
This music costs money, therefore it needs to go to my grandchildren.
That means that's music that they can have that they don't have to spend more money on.
Treasure my Richard Cheese album.
Here's what you should do. If you feel like you're about to die,
I always feel like that.
Burn all of your music to CDs. Because they'll still let you burn it to, like, I don't know if they'll let you do, like, a data CD, but you can still do, like, a music CD.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Well, and then I think they changed the iTunes downloads, so now it's just a regular MP3 instead of being locked down.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So now you can be like, here's my music collection, and then all your relatives will be like, fuck you for doing this. We hate you.
That's not entirely true.
Grandpa, where's your fortune?
Now we gotta throw away all these old CDs that nobody wants to listen to.
I was rich in music.
But nothing else.
I spent all of my money on digital music.
Oh, I shouldn't have bought those 80,000 blank CDs.
I really thought that was the way of the future. Oh, really, man. Kicking myself for that one now.
Got into the ground floor and now it's all over.
I put them on the little mini discs.
Mini discs.
They told me they'd be more portable.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, let's keep this show rolling and see what Andy's got for us in this segment we call Creepin' on Craigslist.
I have looked upon the dark corners of the internet. I have seen satanic rituals, bees in jars, and adult infants. I pushed through this jungle and beheld bathtubs of noodles and desecrated train tracks. Still, I moved on, not knowing what horrors I would uncover. The darkest heart of the Congo and the Amazon were paradise compared to this. I'm still here. It won't let me leave. But perhaps the tales I uncover will keep you from making the same mistake. This is Creeping on Craigslist.
Boom. Andy, what do you got for us?
And we did not do the wedding photographer, you said?
Negative.
All right. I have two ads then.
Okay.
First one is all day wedding photographer needed. See details. Madison.
Signed Madison.
Ashley Madison.
Yes, from Ashley Madison. Hello, my fiance and I are getting married later this year, and we're looking for a wedding photographer.
So here's my prediction. They don't want to pay, that's why they're on Craigslist.
Any other predictions, Krista?
Nothing gay. Nothing's going to be gay about this
oh,
ad.
Yeah. I've already read it, so I can't predict it.
No gay. This is not a gay ad. Also,
nothing
maybe
sexual.
Maybe your genitals will be exposed. Okay, go ahead.
We are hoping someone will document the whole day from beginning to end.
Like a photographer would.
Like all like the way to do. The end. Like
we are specifically hoping someone will document the end. We are finding difficult to find someone who will.
So they want pictures of them fucking?
Yep. In her wedding dress.
Ding, ding, ding.
We both saved ourselves for marriage and understand our first time will be awkward, but do not think it will be much more awkward for the photographer to be there, and we'd really like it documented in a beautiful and tasteful way.
You must maintain eye contact the whole time.
Do they want pictures or like a whole video? Because that could be porn.
Yeah, we're going to look like a couple of sweaty newborn horses going at each other. So please, please, we would love to capture that to show our children someday.
And it probably won't last that long.
I want these photos to look like the ransom photos you send to someone.
Who are these photos for, P.S.?
They're just for them, you know.
Yeah, it's just for their own personal wedding book.
Yeah, they're going to have a nice wedding book.
Set up some GoPros. Like, why do you need a fucking third person there? Are they going to do, like, the artsy thing where, like, they get a shot from, like, behind where all you can see is balls?
Yeah. Oh. No, the guy's going to step in the shower and take pictures so it looks like it's raining on their lovemaking.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Ugh, gross. Ruin his camera.
Yeah, nothing better than watching two people who've never fucked before fuck in front of a third person.
That's what I want.
Oh, God, that's making me horny.
Oh, look how horny I am.
Oh, both man.
You don't sound very horny. But...
You keep going on with this ad, I might get an erection.
Hearing you say the word horny is really weird.
Horny.
Oh, no, stop that.
Me so horny.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
If you are okay with being with us the whole day, please send pricing and some examples of your work. Thank you.
Especially the end of the day.
Oh, P.S. We want a really artsy shot where my new husband's parrot will land on his erection.
I'm a snuff photographer. Does this work for you?
Yarr.
We want, and if you're taking video, I'd like it to fade slowly into my husband's butthole.
Yeah, just like, I would love, maybe I wouldn't love to see this video, but I think it would be funny if like, they're like, okay, let's watch our honeymoon, you know, video. And it's just like a black screen. All you hear is like, as the scene, slow clapping in the shot. Yeah, as the scene slowly devolves to his like balls jangling all over the place, like a couple of Christmas sleigh bells. Oh,
jingling.
Yeah, just like rocking all over the place, like a couple of walnuts in a Crown Royal bag.
Someday their kids might want to watch their wedding video or something.
Oh,
oh man, kids, here's the thing. I know you're going to be fucking soon. Here's how we did it. Click.
For the first time.
Oh, God.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Why? Andy, why?
Well, David, like any wedding photos, these will probably end up on a frame next to the bedstand.
Yeah.
But I want to answer this ad simply to fish more information out of them.
To say why?
One of the end photos is going to be what they put on the card thanking everybody for coming.
Yeah.
But they're going to spell coming wrong.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's just going to be like mid-pearl necklace on the wife. It's like, thanks for coming. And she's all, wink.
Oh, God.
I remember her wearing that jewelry. Oh, my God.
it'll look like, you know, when they take a picture of a dog like mid-shake after they get out of a pool?
Oh, gross.
Why would you want pictures of that?
I want to document my awkward lovemaking. Where
so
does
they can
it go?
So they can remember, like, they'll go through the pictures and be like, okay, husband, I don't want you
husband.
Doing that again.
What
don't
number,
do this move. I don't like why, that.
So you would wait until he was done doing it to you to be like, okay, now maybe not so much
well,
of that.
Well, it's their first time.
Now, here's some notes.
Yeah, so he's like, I'm going to stick it in your butt. And you're like, I guess. And then afterwards, you're like, actually, I did not like that.
I did not enjoy that.
That was the worst
they're
20...
both writing down their comments as they go.
That was the worst 20 minutes of our wedding night.
She's had the photos made into projector slides, and she's going through
yeah,
them.
All right, here's where you went wrong.
So here are my questions. Will, like, if I'm the photographer, will I be supplied nose plugs? Will I be supplied a rain slicker if need be?
You will be in the splash zone.
Should I bring my own flash cards
yes.
or bounce cards? Stuff like
you
that.
You should bring flash cards.
How,
with different positions on them. I'd like to see this one next.
No, it's like the cue cards for a show, like when they tell the audience to clap and stuff.
Yeah, they're yeah. big. It's like, oh, I'm just shuffling through. It's like, oh, doggy style. Oh, now this. Now that. It's like, oh, money shot. I'm holding it up.
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
Not as disgusting as our next ad.
Just wait.
Okay, what do you got?
Entitled Male Nudist Available for Your Daughter's Anatomy Lessons.
Oh.
No sons. I am not gay.
There's a picture
sexual.
Of him.
There's a picture of him.
He looks like a very boring guy, except he's nude and sitting in a chair backwards.
Oh, like so he's about to tell me some important stuff about drugs.
He's pulling a Michelle Pfeiffer. Now, is it in a folding chair so it outlines his dick, or is it in a regular chair?
I honestly
so
don't know what kind of chair
that
is.
I mean, I could see his dick.
Okay.
But it's
oh, there it
the
is.
Slats in the chair.
Oh, there it is.
It looks like a nice wooden chair.
Oh, okay, so it's like a dining room table chair.
Yes. Yeah.
And he is resting his bare asshole on it.
Ugh.
He appears to have taken it to a photo studio.
Yeah, he actually, it looks like he has the one of the backdrops from a photo studio, and they're like, hey, take pictures of this.
Well, that's not hard to get. You can buy those off Wish.
I guess that's true.
You could be a professional.
Get anything off of Wish if you're willing to wait 2 years.
Yeah, you could be a professional dong model in 4 to 6 weeks.
What am I doing sitting here?
Without my dong out.
That was the end of my sentence.
So, you are a single mom, and your daughter has started asking questions and isn't satisfied with the photos you've been able to find.
What?
We've all been there.
Yeah, because God knows you can't find any pictures of nude men on the internet.
Yeah, but my daughter was not satisfied with
anatomy
those.
Anatomy textbooks do not exist.
Yeah. Ever heard of Grey's Anatomy? I haven't, so check out this dong.
Never heard of it.
Is your daughter one of those people who learns by doing?
So, now...
He gives him the eyebrows when he says that.
I love the extra detail of, if you're a single mother...
Yeah, are
yeah.
you...
Do not be a father.
In this guy's mind, he's like, oh, you know the perfect way to, like, weasel yourself into some mother-daughter bang action?
Yeah.
Show up naked.
Show up naked.
Now, how can I show up naked that won't seem weird? Got it.
I've got it. It's the perfect plan.
I'll take a picture of my dong through the slats of a chair.
Tasteful.
Mature, straight, STR number 8.
And hip, apparently.
DWM?
YOLO.
DWM. Dick with man. Or down with
down
the...
With- Men.
Monarchy?
With men.
Yeah, down with money.
He's a colonist. Down with monarchy.
White male? Drug-free white male?
Oh, could maybe. Be. Or drugged white male, because it wasn't DF.
Super drugged white male.
Yeah, in the picture, he's got one of those tranquilizer darts in his neck.
he's got one of those beer hats on, but at the end of each straw is a whole bunch of doobies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, could you imagine? Oh, is that $1 million idea? A doobie helmet?
It might be.
A doobie. I'd have to look it up.
It's like a bong hat.
Yeah, put a doobie. Oh, yeah. But that would take another person. I feel like if you got two joints, you light them both and you're good to go. You don't need
I'm
a
sure
second person.
We can
person.
Figure it out. Like, instead of two straws, one of the straws is the lighter thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, for a bong, you have to take out the thing.
Shut up.
You have to remove the carb.
Adam to
carburetor.
Mature straight DWM who happens to be a longtime nudist, willing to serve as model for her male anatomy lessons.
That's
He must have a skewed view of school. Like, I don't think that's a thing, is it?
Also, lessons as in plural. Like, I'm pretty sure after one time, you're good. Like,
yeah. See that? That's a wiener.
The beginner's course and the advanced course are the same thing.
Well, the only time, like, you would go see a nude man in a educational setting is either, like, for a drawing class, like a light drawing class, or if it's 1898 and you're in a fucking horse hospital. And you're staring at some poor naked asshole, and they're pointing at different parts of his body. Nobody, like, now
this
I could
is the
be
part
wrong.
Where sin comes from.
This could be wrong. I'm not a doctor.
All of it.
But I don't think in medical classes they lead a nude man in, and a professor with one of those pointing sticks
with
is like poking, like jabbing at the dude's balls and dick, and he's like, "You see these kids?" Fucking dick and balls right here. Hey, put your
oil package, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Just like sort of prodding at the dude's nuts.
Not looking for sex or any other favors, only the pleasure of being a mentor or tutor in her education towards
Don't
womanhood.
Don't say it like that.
Pleasure.
Pleasure
Nothing
of being
sexual.
A mentor or tutor in her education towards womanhood.
God.
You have the 100% limp guarantee.
Is that how it works, Krista? Do you need like an associate's degree to become a woman?
Apparently, I didn't get that education, but...
Depends on how liberal your college is.
Maybe I missed out.
Instead of pomp and circumstance, they play, "You're a woman now."
Yeah. At the induction ceremony, it's Neil Diamond with "You'll Be a Woman Soon." And then he re-recorded it to "You're a Woman Now." Girl, you're a woman now.
Willing to provide my services in the privacy and security of your home in the Northeast metro area. That's the whole ad, but man, here, I'm going to screen share this just for you, David.
I'll go sit on all your furniture.
I would
naked.
Like, if I were, if I ever get into nude modeling, you know how like on the back of contractors, oh God, he's so old. Why is he so old? You know how on the back of contractors' trucks it will be like, licensed contractor, you know, we have our guarantee this and that. If I ever do nude modeling, you're going to have the 100% I won't be hard guarantee.
Oh, I do like it. I do like it won't be hard guarantee.
Yeah. If trust me, every time you see my penis, it will be flaccid as possible.
We use nothing but hard wood, and I guarantee you it's not the other kind.
It's not the other kind.
Welcome to David's non-threatening male modeling.
Yeah.
Fully clothed male modeling. Extra clothed.
Thank you for calling non-threatening modeling. This is Dave.
How can I clothe your call?
You want to know about our 100% hard-free guarantee? There's got to be an easier way to say that. Hard-free guarantee.
Flaccid and passive.
Flaccid. Home of the erectionless model. Something like that. There's got to be something in there.
Our models aren't hard, and neither are our prices. Willing to negotiate.
Our prices aren't high, and our models aren't hard. Please come on down to the non-threatening modeling
they're
agency.
Very clean.
The only thing hard is
getting here. The directions are a mess.
The only hard thing
you'll
have to
deal with. This old man's ball sag as low as our prices.
My ball sag as low as our prices.
But you won't know because you can't see him.
Yeah. You'll see the balls.
Oh.
Just not a hard dick.
Adam, do you get ball erections? Is there something we should know?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Why are you saying low? It's a nude model. How low do they
have to
be?
He was the one that said low.
I said the balls hang low.
Yeah. If they're hanging that low, then they might be visible.
Well, you'll be nude. They'll be visible no matter what.
David was talking about clothes modeling.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, whatever.
my 100% sure, 100% erection-free nude modeling.
Okay, got it.
99% erection-free.
Yeah,
there's that one time.
If they have me lay down, I can't help it.
It happens to everyone.
I can't take a nap without popping a bone.
Popping a bone.
Hi, we'd like you to model a nap for us.
It almost mirrors, like, because we've got some chairs that move back via a motor. Almost one-per-one ratio of how far I lean back to how stiff my dong gets.
It's probably it's along the same scale as that how much a clown is hidden to how scary it is.
Yeah, exactly. The further I go back, the higher I go up, if you catch my drift.
Oh, these are like...
Bonerific.
The Viagra of chairs.
I think it's just... There's got to be some valve or something misfiring or broken in my body somewhere. So I feel like
it's just that nerve in your back.
We're gonna want to get a plumber down there.
Well, it's like, you know how the old timey baby dolls, like if you lay them down, their eyes closed, and if you pick them up, they'll open back up. I feel like maybe there's something in, or like when you try and yank a seatbelt really fast, that weight will stop it.
Yeah.
I feel like whatever that mechanism is at the base of my dick is broken, so it doesn't stop the blood from rushing in there when I'm laying down.
David lays down, and it's like an old-timey baby doll. His dick gets hardening here.
Mama. Ah!
Yeah, it does have its own pair of eyes.
God, this is terrifying.
Yeah, and when it's soft, they're closed, because it's like, oh, what am I going to do with this?
Nothing to get out of bed for.
When those eyes pop open, though, you know you're in for some... Something scary.
All I can imagine something scary.
You're in for a fright.
Yeah.
Immediately, I pictured like Clippy, but it's a dick.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But here's the thing: no one ever looks at a dick with eyes and says, "Oh, okay." They're always like, "Oh my god!" You'd be surprised how upset people get when they see a penis that has eyes. Anyway, guys,
that's why I married Krista. She's the first one that was like, "Huh."
Yeah,
she has two different colors.
She owned a lot of baby dolls, so she was just, like, used to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, great Craigslist. Andy, you know.
I am no longer staring at that guy, and I'm so happy.
Well, praise me too, David.
Good job, Adam.
Thank you.
With that, anyway. Let's start.
I told you about that genie thing.
Oh, well, you didn't do it on the show, so let's do it now.
You can still thank me for it.
Thanks for that genie thing, but let our audience know what we're talking about.
No.
Damn it!
No, so I was looking up different kinds of gin the other day.
Now, when you first told me this, I was thinking gin the booze. Were you thinking, or were you thinking gin the evil?
J-I-N-N.
Okay, so the evil genie.
Yes, evil genies. I was looking up different kinds of evil genies, you know, just for my own edification.
Just because.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you do that.
Sometimes you just got to know what kind of genies are out there.
How many genies are there? Google.
Google, come here.
Come here, buddy. Let me use my phone.
And, all I Googled was gin types. And
okay.
one of the results came up said the five different kinds of gin and seemed normal enough, so I clicked on it, and then the extended title popped up on the actual webpage, which was the five different types of gin and their threats to your internet security.
So now I wasn't exactly sure what that meant before the show. So are they talking about magical beings, these creatures that are actually causing you trouble in your computer?
Yes.
Yeah, identity theft.
Yeah, apparently ifrits are very prone to phishing scams.
I'll be damned.
Huh.
And they know how to use Facebook very well.
Well, they've got nothing but time. The fact that they're immortal makes them fearless.
and when you're immortal, you probably get bored, so you got to keep up on the latest trends.
Yeah, well, I mean, what else are you going to do? You can't listen to the Beatles for a million years.
I mean, you could.
I'll tell that to my mother.
Your mom's a million years old?
Oh, my God.
Yes,
she is an evil genie.
Oh, what? Your mom's a djinn?
Yeah, I'm only half djinn.
How do you go from genie to djinn? Do you have to kill somebody?
I don't know.
The only genie I've ever seen that was nice was Robin Williams, and the rest of them I've seen in popular media, bad.
Yeah, that's true. Jafar was a pretty mean genie.
Why are such dicks?
Because they were born of fire, and fire is bad?
But also, here's the thing, since genies are dicks, and djinns are evil genies,
aren't
we?
Genies a type of djinn?
No, I thought you were a genie, and djinn is worse? Andy,
sure.
Damn it, I need to go back to that webpage.
Use your powers of search to figure out what the difference between a djinn and a genie is.
Andy's going
to
look it up on his phone.
Oh, man.
What other sorts of cybersecurity were there, Adam?
Well, it said marids are not very good with computers, but you can trap them on a flash drive.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Apparently, they're already in our computers.
Well, I figured they were, because that's how, like, you know, it powers up and it'll read. Like, there's little men inside computers doing all the manual labor. I understand that. I'm not an idiot.
I put a little cookie into the USB drive every once in a while.
Are you ready?
Please, yes.
Genie is the anglicized version of gin. They're the same thing.
Oh, okay. Oh,
fuck.
Damn it.
So
I'm pretty sure gin are just different types of demon, essentially.
So... Well, that's... How come every fucking fairy tale character is an asshole?
Because they're there to teach us lessons.
Yeah, they're there to scare kids.
What's the fucking lesson? So the genie's lesson is like, hey, man, if you make a wish, I will fuck you over. Great lesson. Thank you.
I think the lesson there is be happy with what you've got.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Well, then what about leprechauns? They're assholes.
Don't steal other people's shit.
What about mermaids?
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Mermaids, what about do TLC? Not fuck a manatee.
What about, well, the sirens are assholes.
Don't jump out of the boat.
Don't jump out of the boat. So, yeah, I guess they were teaching us. It's a pretty steep price to pay, though, with death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of these things end in your death.
Let's see. Rumpelstiltskin, the don't lie to the king. That was the...
Don't lie to the king and do your own fucking work.
Was he the... Oh. I was like, don't lie to the king.
She was locked away because her mom was like, hey, this bitch can turn straw into gold. See ya, daughter.
I guess back in the old days, it was pretty much just people fucking with mythical creatures and then getting majorly fucked over by them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of a single thing. I mean, even fairies are probably dicks.
Fairies are big dicks.
Like the fairy godmother in Cinderella.
Was she a dick?
Well, okay, so first off, she's like, you only have till midnight to marry the man of your dreams.
That good is a luck. Yeah.
Then she leaves behind, like, nothing else but one shoe, which is causing women to cut off their heels and toes.
Well, and so, spoiler alert, what the fuck, man? Cinderella and all those other movies are fucking disasters. Because it's like, hey, check this out. I'm going to grant all your wishes if you can get that shit done in 24 hours time.
Yeah,
I don't have all day.
It's like, they're like real manifestations of God. We're like, I only help those who help themselves. And they give you like a little bit, and they're like, okay, the rest is up to you. Like, it'd be like if you had a genie, like, oh man, I wish I had a Ferrari. Like a box gets delivered to your door, and it's like, there's your Ferrari, but it's all in pieces. You got to put it together.
You no. Son of a bitch.
Thanks for that lesson, genie, you piece of shit.
What the fuck were you trying to teach me? All I wanted was a car.
Yeah. Like, hey man, I just want a car. And it's like, well, there it is. You just got to put it together because I'm an asshole.
Because I'm lazy.
Yeah, genies are lazy, and they've got so much power. Why are they so lazy?
Well, fuck. If you believe Wishmaster, it's because...
he's trying to release other genies.
He's trying to release other genies?
Well, I do believe Wishmaster. So.
I do believe that.
I do
believe
that's
the only thing I do believe.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was a documentary at first, and still do, so I don't know why I said
see,
it first.
I watched that fucking movie, and I'm like, there's points in that movie where he... It's tenuous at best that somebody said, I wish.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, do you wish you were young and beautiful forever? And she's like, doesn't everybody? He's like, gotcha. Like, she didn't say it, you dick.
I could really go for a sandwich right now. Boom!
Yeah, because there are so many, like, I can't tell you how many things I've seen with genies in it where, like, oh, I want this. And they say, you have to say, I wish. So if you can just be like, yeah, I want something, that's an even bigger fuck you.
Like, I hope that my lawyer goes and fucks himself, the guy says in Wishmaster 2, and then it shows the lawyer fucking himself.
I thought this was like the audiobook for Wishmaster 2 or something.
I would love Andy to narrate that.
I like that I gave the name of the genie in Wishmaster 2 is Wishmaster 2.
I wish my lawyer would go fuck himself, said the guy who had the genie from Wishmaster 2.
Said the man about to get screwed over by the genie.
You got it, said Wishmaster 2.
Gonna rub this rock. Oh, hey, I'm Wishmaster 2.
You got Wishmaster 2. All I got was Kazam.
I just turned on this boombox.
Oh, that's the thing. Kazam is the... Okay, so there's two genies that don't suck. Aladdin's genie and Kazam.
Cannot say I ever saw Kazam.
Me neither.
I saw it a long, long time ago.
I've never seen it, but I can guarantee that he did not kill that child.
He did make a whole bunch of burgers rain from the sky, which I guarantee you made that whole block smell to high heaven in a few days.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, he was probably the worst to grant wishes because they all sucked.
The kid was just bad at making wishes.
Well, I mean, if you say, hey, man, I'm hungry. I wish I had some food. Would your logical go-to answer would be like, okay, let me rain burgers over a block?
I think what he said was, I wish I had burgers to the sky or something.
Okay, that's the stupidest phrase.
It's been a long time. I think that's how he said it.
I'm going to look up a list of Shazam
wishes. I suppose
wishes.
There's also that genie from DuckTales that was either Charles Nelson Reilly or Rip Taylor.
I think it was Rip Taylor.
It was Rip Taylor. Not Charles Nelson Reilly.
Don't look, come in here with that amateur shit,
Charles
Andy.
Nelson Reilly would have been better.
I don't think so.
I think, what's his nuts, did it great.
We just established whose nuts they were.
Yeah, whose nuts were those? Rip Taylor, yeah.
Rip Taylor's nuts are great.
Yeah, I think Rip Taylor's
nuts
are great.
Rip Taylor's nuts as the genie.
Yeah. That's why he had to wear that hat so low.
He had testicles on his hat?
Well, no, he was testicles. He was just trying to hide.
Yeah, that's where he hid all the extra skin.
Yeah, it was all up there under a clothespin. Anyway, guys, let's start wrapping up the show. And you know how we like to do it, with a round of staff recommendations. I've recently come into something that I love, and I think you guys should check it out too. The Lucas Brothers Moving Company, that show?
I've never heard of it.
So fucking funny. Do you have Hulu?
No.
Fuck!
Damn
then
it!
Then you will never see it.
No.
This is not for you.
Or if you buy the DVDs. But if you're out there, fucking, it is one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. And I don't want to like spoil any of it, but it's about the Lucas Brothers, and they are in the small like business co-op, and craziness ensues. But it's always focusing around like very mundane, like, oh, we're having a potluck at the Small Business Association, and then they go meet Satan or whatever.
Oh, fun.
What's it called again?
Lucas Brothers Moving Company, or Lucas Bros. So definitely check that out if you have Hulu, or, you know, buy the DVD.
Wherever Hulu is sold.
Buy digital copies that will be lost to you after you die. Andy, what do you got for us?
You know, I didn't really do anything new this week, so I'll just recommend DuckTales the movie. It's only about 70 minutes long, and it's pretty good.
God, I would love a copy. I've got a copy on VHS that I have not
watching the shit out of that movie.
I've not transferred over to DVD yet.
I mean, at the end, they get all the money back.
Hell yeah! That was the great thing. Like that movie was so fucking good. I feel like we should quit this show and just do a show dedicated to DuckTales the movie.
DuckTales fan cast.
David, I tried watching just DuckTales the other day, like the old DuckTales.
Mm-hmm.
Eh.
Yeah, you gotta brush up on it before the new one comes out.
Well, I don't know. I like the old one. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Well, it's like when I went back to try to watch old Ninja Turtles, and every other sentence is a fucking pun.
Yeah, seriously.
I still love the Ninja Turtles, though. But I think they all hold up. Like, fucking Tailspin holds up. I love that.
I could get on board with Tailspin still.
Yeah, Tailspin, because I forget how I came across it, but I watched, like, two seasons.
Jeez, where'd you find that?
I have a memory of buying the DVD box set of Tailspin.
We definitely have the DVD.
Do we? Okay, then yeah, that's how I saw it.
Yeah, because I was like, why do we have this? And honestly, because it's Tailspin!
Could not remember. Yeah, it is fucking Tailspin. It's great!
Get your head out of your ass, Krista.
Yeah. Get with it. It's got Rebecca. It's got...
I never saw Tailspin.
Kit Cloud Kicker?
Kit Cloud Kicker?
Bobcat Goldthwip?
Bobcat Goldthwait's brother. All right. So DuckTales the movie. Good one, Andy. Adam, what do you got?
Me and Andy bought a game on the Steam sale I don't think we recommended called Helldivers.
Were you guys holding hands when you bought it?
Yes, we both hit the buy button at the same time.
Aww.
And then we blew a kiss to each other.
Gay.
I caught his and put it in my pocket for later.
Oh, I already used mine.
Aww. You should give him another one.
So, what is this game?
It's a top-down twin-stick shooter, I believe. Was it twin-stick?
Yeah.
Twin-stick?
You move with one stick, you aim and shoot with the other.
And it was sort of described as a Starship Troopers-esque game, but it's super difficult because you can shoot each other for one thing. And you can have four people on screen at one time.
Yeah, it's hard keeping track of just Adam when I'm trying not to shoot people. If there are two more people on the screen, I'd just be a murderer.
Well, and not to mention, you can also call in, like, ordnance and stuff, so you can call in an airdrop for more ammo. The ammo box, when it comes in, can drop on you and kill you. Or your friends.
What the fuck? So, now,
you can also call in a automated turret, and the turret can shoot you as well.
Listen, here's a message for all you independent game developers. You're no longer trying to get quarters out of kids. We don't need fucking friendly fire, you motherfucking assholes. God damn it. You're not getting any more quarters out of me. I bought the fucking game. Don't have friendly fire. Jesus.
But it's pretty fun.
It's pretty fun.
What was it called again?
Helldivers. It's also super difficult, if you hadn't gathered that already.
So I meant you're in planes then?
No, you're just on foot.
Oh. So is it like Enter the Gungeon then?
A little.
Kind of.
Because when you say two-stick shooter, it's like...
Well, it's
that's
not
exactly...
pixel or 2D, it's 3D top-down.
Like modern-ish graphics.
Yeah.
Alright, I might have to look into that.
Different factions you can fight too, which change a lot.
Some of them are a big pain in the ass.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, why don't you fight these cyborg guys? Oh, this guy, you can't shoot that guy. He's invincible.
He's got a shield. You can't kill him.
Yeah, that's like, when I bought Mother Russia Bleeds, I was very afraid they'd pull that fucking friendly fire bullshit on there. Because that game is fucking, like, it's harder than all of the, what were those games? Battletoads?
I doubt it's harder than Battletoads.
Battletoads is pretty difficult.
No, trust me. Try Mother Russia Bleeds. It will knock your dick in the dirt, stomp it into a paste, and then smear it back onto your body with a trowel.
There was also the Scott Pilgrim game, which had friendly fire. Oh,
you know, that was only hard because you get knocked on the ground. Larson would pick your ass up and start beating people with you, and then you go, oh, sorry, and throw you off a cliff.
Nice.
He killed a dude with another dude.
Made me so angry all the time, like, stay the fuck away from me. Don't you dare. Larson, is that an exploding barrel? Are you walking towards it? Stop walking towards it. You picked it up. Oh, it was an accident? Why are you facing? Oh, I've exploded. I'm dead.
God, that sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Sounds like so much fun.
Krista, what do you got?
Barrel up your ass.
We got a game called Orion Prelude.
Right. I just installed it.
It's good.
Yeah. So you're a person running around, like, you're shooting dinosaurs with all these different guns and stuff.
That's the dream.
Yeah, it's kind of like tower defense, essentially, with dinosaurs in 3D.
It's a horde mode game.
Yeah, horde, that's what it is. It's fucking cool. I love, like, the weapons are all good, and, like, the graphics are circa 2012-ish, so they're not great. But it's a lot of fun. I recommend that as well.
See, David sent me this. I didn't know I had already owned it.
Yeah.
But David sent me a text like, hey, why don't you pick up Orion Prelude? I was like, okay, I'll do it. And I started looking at stuff. And like the first few articles is, has the worst reviewed game on Steam turned its act around? I'm like, uh-oh.
I don't see what... It might have been bad in the early days, but I mean, it's not glitchy.
A lot of times on Steam, people... give bad reviews to games because the online community is dead.
Oh.
But as far as, like, us playing a game together goes, that has no bearing on us.
Yeah. And what realistically, the online community is dead because every, like, room we go into is nothing but bots.
One of my favorite things on Steam reviews is some guy, and has a thumbs down, and he's like, this game is the worst thing I've ever played. I can't believe that they put out shit like this. And you say, how many hours did he play it? Oh, 400.
Yeah.
I mean, he would know, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, there's so much about it I hate, and I played it for so long, I know.
Like, but I look at that, I'm like, it obviously wasn't super duper bad.
Didn't have a whole lot going on that year, I guess.
It's hard to trust people on the internet. Whether it's good or bad, it's impossible to trust them.
Say what?
So, you know.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, people on the internet, assholes. Anyway, guys, if you want to get in contact with us, you can. You know how to do it. I'm not going to waste my breath.
Don't hold their hands anymore.
Yeah, I'm done holding your hands. We are broken up.
No.
What? Is there anything else besides that, then?
David just broke up with all of our listeners.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry. Dear listeners, it's not me. It's probably you.
Sorry that ended this way.
Yeah, sorry that ended this way. So guys, I guess until next week, I'm Mash Podavos and Davey.
What? I'm Krista.
I am encased in a suit that is filled with wax.
And I'm Adam.
Saying, remember kids, buy our jumping beanbag chair for Christ's sake. We want to be rich. See you next week.
Song suckers!
Jumping beanbag.
Or they just try to...
Fistful of Podcasts Radio.